Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that is absolutely everywhere in the real world, communication in business. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Communication? That sounds straightforward. But trust me, this topic comes up time and time again in the exam, and there are some really specific things examiners want to see. So whether you've got your exam coming up soon or you're just getting started with revision, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the main methods of communication, why communication matters so much to a business, and how digital technology has completely transformed the way businesses communicate. We'll also go through some top exam tips, common mistakes to avoid, and finish with a quick-fire quiz so you can test yourself. Let's get into it. Right, let's start with the basics. What do we actually mean by business communication? Simply put, it's the process of sharing information, ideas, instructions, or decisions within a business or between a business and its stakeholders. And stakeholders include customers, suppliers, employees, shareholders, and the wider public. Examiners expect you to know the key methods of communication, so let's go through them one by one. First up, the letter. A formal written document sent by post. Letters are used for official correspondence. Think contracts, formal complaints, or legal notices. The advantage is that they provide a permanent written record. The disadvantage? They're slow. It can take days to arrive, which is a real problem in a fast-moving business environment. Next, email. This is probably the most common form of business communication today. Emails are fast, cheap, and can reach anyone in the world almost instantly. They can include attachments like reports or spreadsheets. The downside is that inboxes get flooded, important messages can get lost, and there's no guarantee someone has actually read your email. Third, text messages or SMS. These are quick and informal. Great for sending a fast update to a colleague or a reminder to a customer, but they're not suitable for complex or sensitive information. You can't really explain a detailed business strategy in a text. Fourth, phone calls. These allow real-time, two-way communication. You can ask questions, get immediate answers, and pick up on tone of voice. The limitation is that there's no written record unless you take notes, and it can be hard to reach someone at a convenient time. Fifth, meetings and presentations. These are face-to-face or increasingly virtual gatherings where information is shared, decisions are made, and ideas are discussed. Meetings are great for complex topics that need discussion and debate. Presentations work well for sharing information with a larger group. The downside is that they take time to organize and can be expensive if people need to travel. Sixth, social media. Platforms like Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook have become powerful business communication tools. Businesses use social media to market products, engage with customers, build brand awareness, and even handle customer complaints publicly. The reach is enormous. A single post can be seen by millions of people. However, there are risks. Negative comments are also public, and misinformation can spread quickly. And seventh, websites. A business's website is a 24/7 communication channel. It provides information about products and services, allows customers to make purchases, and builds credibility. The limitation is that it's one way. Customers can read the information, but they can't have a conversation with the website itself. Now, why does communication matter? This is really important for your exam. Good communication helps a business too. Motivate employees by keeping them informed. Coordinate activities so everyone knows what they're doing. Build relationships with customers and suppliers. Make better decisions because the right people have the right information. And resolve problems quickly before they escalate. Poor communication, on the other hand, leads to mistakes, misunderstandings, low morale, and lost customers. Examiners love asking you to explain the consequences of poor communication, so make sure you can give specific examples. Now let's talk about the influence of digital communication. This is a really rich area for exam questions. Digital technology has transformed business communication in several key ways. Speed. Information can now be shared globally in seconds. A manager in London can video conference with a team in Tokyo in real time. This has made businesses much more responsive and agile. Cost. Digital communication is far cheaper than traditional methods. Sending an email costs virtually nothing compared to posting a letter or flying someone to a meeting. Reach. Social media and websites mean businesses can communicate with millions of customers simultaneously at any time of day from anywhere in the world. Remote working. Digital communication tools like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Slack, and email have made remote working possible on a massive scale, something we saw accelerate hugely during the COVID-19 pandemic from 2020 onwards. Data and analytics. Digital communication generates data. Businesses can track who opened an email, which social media posts got the most engagement, and what customers are searching for on their website. This data helps businesses make smarter decisions. However, digital communication also brings challenges. Cybersecurity risks, information overload, the digital divide, not everyone has equal access to technology, and the risk of miscommunication when tone is lost in written messages. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always justify your answer. If a question asks you to explain a method of communication, don't just name it, explain why it's suitable for that specific situation. For example, don't just say email is fast. Say email would be appropriate because it is fast and provides a written record, which is important when communicating a change in policy to all employees simultaneously. Tip number two, know the command words. State or identify, just name it, one or two words. Describe, give a feature and some supporting detail. Explain, give a reason and develop it with a consequence or link. Discuss or evaluate, you need to give both sides and reach a judgment. Tip number three, use business context. Examiners award marks for applying knowledge to the specific business in the question. If the question is about a small local bakery, don't suggest they need a global social media campaign. Think about what's realistic and appropriate for that business. Tip number four, don't forget the drawbacks. A really common mistake is to only write about the advantages of a communication method. Examiners want balance. Every method has limitations. Make sure you mention them. Tip number five, for 6-mark or higher questions, structure your answer. Use the Peel structure: point, evidence, explanation, link. This keeps your answer focused and analytical. Common mistakes to avoid: writing lists instead of developed explanations. Confusing internal and external communication. Internal is within the business. External is with outside stakeholders. And forgetting to apply your answer to the specific business context in the question. Right, quiz time? I'll ask the questions. You say the answers out loud or in your head if you're on the bus. Ready? Question one. Name three digital methods of business communication: email, social media, and website, or video conferencing. Well done. Question two, what is one advantage of a phone call over an email? It allows real-time, two-way communication, and you can pick up on tone of voice. Question three, what does the command word explain require you to do? Give a reason and develop it. Show the consequence or link. Question four, give one risk of using social media for business communication. Negative comments are public or misinformation can spread quickly. Question five, what is the difference between internal and external communication? Internal is communication within the business, between employees or departments. External is communication with outside stakeholders like customers, suppliers, or the public. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points. There are 7 main methods of business communication: letter, email, text, phone call, meeting or presentation, social media, and website. Each has advantages and disadvantages, and the right choice depends on the situation. Communication is vital for motivation, coordination, decision-making, and customer relationships. Poor communication causes mistakes, low morale, and lost business. Digital communication has transformed business through speed, lower cost, greater reach, enabling remote working and generating valuable data, but it also brings cybersecurity risks and information overload. In the exam, always justify your answers, apply to the business context, use Peel for longer questions, and don't forget the drawbacks. That's it for this episode. Make sure you do some active recall after listening, cover your notes, and try to write down everything you can remember. The more you retrieve information, the better it sticks. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.